Only one bank faced criminal charges after the 2008 financial crisis. It's not a big one like J.P. Morgan Chase or Citibank. It's a small, family-owned bank in Chinatown in New York. As WHYY's Alan Yu reports, a new documentary out in Philadelphia next week tries to answer the question, why this bank?
Abacus Federal Savings Bank isn't like other banks.
We know from firsthand experience, customers like ours get summarily kicked out of larger institutions every couple years when the large institutions decide that this kind of type of customer is not profitable.
That's Jill Sung, the president and CEO of the bank. They serve primarily Chinese American immigrants, so their services are a little different. For instance, they still have a type of account called a passbook savings account. Deposits and withdrawals are stamped on a passbook, so you have to do your transactions with an actual person. Jill Sung says most large banks don't offer those accounts anymore.
We need to maintain that still because we have a large sector of our population who's still using those passbooks. We can't turn them back and say, well, you know, don't use those anymore.
In 2012, when the New York County District Attorney indicted the bank for mortgage fraud, the Sung family was confused. Not because of the fraud, they knew about that. Back in 2009, they found out one of their loan officers was lying on mortgage applications, but they had already fired him, done an internal investigation, and shared their findings with federal authorities. And of course, the mortgage crisis implicated many banks, so why go after this one? For one thing, Abacus is a small bank, but there's also this.
To us, it's pretty transparently clear that race bias against Asian Americans, Chinese Americans played a role. We saw it in the way they approached the case. We saw it in the way they approached their witnesses. We saw it in the way they approached our employees.
Jiu Sung points to one instance when the DA arrested some bank employees very publicly.
8 or 9 of our former employees who they decided to arrest was linked by chain together and forced to walk through a row of media cameras. Most of them in that chain were women, and at least 1 or 2 of them were grandmothers.
Her sister and bank director Vera Sung says this is a stark contrast to how suspects are normally treated.
People take painstaking measures to actually cover the handcuffs with a coat or folders or whatever, because once you see handcuffs on somebody, you automatically now think they're guilty.
In France, it's illegal for media outlets to show suspects in handcuffs before they're convicted. New York DA Cyrus Vance Jr. declined to comment, but in the movie, he says the public arrest was, quote, very unfortunate.
Those decisions can also have implications and create feelings that don't reflect the view of the officer, my view.
A documentary about this case, Abacus, Small Enough to Jail, will be showing in Philadelphia for a week starting June 16th. It'll be in more theaters nationwide afterwards. Alan Yu, WHYY News.